Well, hello there. This is Michael Ann Conley, and welcome back to another episode of Habits into Health. I am a habit change coach and a holistic therapist, and I host this podcast show. We are all about habit change from the inside out. So if you are feeling stuck about a habit that is not serving you, a problem or a puzzle that you haven't been able to get through, or if you care about somebody else whose habit is creating problems for you and for them and for anybody else, we are here for you. What we do here in this show is a 21st century model. And I say that because there's a lot of stuff out there about motivation and change that is really popular, but it may not fit for you and it doesn't fit for everybody. What I've learned in my years of working with myself and working with clients as well is that all habits have hidden aspects to them that we don't tend to focus on. And so in this show, we work on that attribute of making those hidden habits visible. And this can help you no matter where you are in your process. Even if you're dealing with a habit that is a serious life-threatening process, like an addiction, maybe you could use a little extra support, but the stuff that we do here is going to help you too. And if what you're dealing with is something that's simply annoying to you and doesn't bother anybody else, same thing applies because we're looking at what all habits have in common. And we're interested in helping you stabilize your changes and support you in entering your next phase of growth whenever that is. Okay, so this episode, we're going to continue in our series about the change process. Last time, we covered an easy way to be accountable to yourself. And in this episode, we're going to add something else. We're going to explore how powerful the number one is. And it's not just about you as the number one person in your life, so stay tuned. We always like to start with a brief practice, a Habits into Health practice, because I have learned and pass on to you that gathering information is really interesting. But what really creates change is going into our experience. And so what we do in this podcast, every episode, is we have a brief experiential practice. It is your best teacher. And these practices are not designed to be the magic wand that's going to fix you and make it all go away. No, it's doing something a little bit more fundamental, actually much more powerful. And that is helping you design your own internal guidance. And that way, you can develop your style of working with your own patterns in your own way. Not anybody else's way, but in your own way. This is really transformational. So let's begin a little bit of a practice here for just a minute or two. Let's have you put both of your feet flat on the floor or on the ground. Now, of course, if you're driving a car or riding a bike, this might be something you can just listen to now and then come back to later and listen again. Or you can just be attentive to your feet. So with your feet solidly planted in one way or another, just feel the bottom of your feet. And you could notice, let's say go over to your right foot, and just notice where the pressure is. Are you more on the inside or the outside? Are you more on your heel? Are you pressing down the middle of your feet? Are your toes splayed? Or are you pressing down on your toes and curling them even? Just notice that on your right foot. And then shift your attention over to your left foot. And notice how you're planted. Same thing. Are you more on the outside of your foot? Or on the inside? More on your toes or flat in the middle? Or on your heels? Now you might be inclined, whatever you notice, you might be inclined to try to fix that. To change that. In fact, you may have already done that. One of the practices that we do here in Habits into Health is not doing that because it's kind of like when you're trying to change a habit, What we often do is we attempt to make a correction at the level that is the most obvious, and that's not where the problem really lies. So in this case, just notice wherever your feet are right now. If you're more on the outsides of your feet, actually do that a little more. Counterintuitive, do what you're doing a little bit more. If you're more on your heels, press down on your heels a little bit more. And as you do that, just notice what happens. How does that spread? I like to say, what else is getting on the train? Train is leaving the station. What else is getting on the train with you? And what you'll start to notice as you do this practice, this exercise, is you'll start to become more aware of actually how you're on your feet or how you're not on your feet. And real change can be made from this place. It's only just a beginning, awareness. And we have to begin somewhere, right? Now, what this is a new attitude and a new skill. The attitude is one of, let me try this. And the skill is one of recognizing that slowing down and being attentive to how you're in yourself in very specific ways, and then playing with that actually develops new levels of awareness that peel off that surface level of habit. And I have learned this first myself, and I've been passing it on to my clients for many years now. My name is Michael Ann Conley, and you're listening to Habits into Health, and I host this show and all of the Habits into Health programs. Let's have a little bit of station identification here. If you want to stop the energy drain that happens when a habit is really got you stuck, here are some ways that you could engage. You can start with my new ebook. It's called Do You Have a Habit or Does Your Habit Have You? And it includes 5 warning signs that you're stuck and some things you can do about it. You can come to habitsintohealth.com. Give me your name and email address, and I will send it to you, and I'll also keep in touch with you about other things that I offer. For instance, this podcast every week, you can subscribe on iTunes, and you can also follow on Facebook. So you would search for the name Habits into Health on iTunes and on Facebook as well. If you want to go further, we just had a great teleseminar in the last week, talking about how to deal with the barriers that are blocking your way and some steps that you can take to reduce that stress and pressure. I'm going to be making the replay available for a limited time only. So come on over to habitsintohealth.com and in the search box type in Power of One. And it will be a description of this podcast and there will be a link for you to find that replay. Plus, you can always decide that you'd like to experience these practical methods in a more personal way. So stay tuned. I offer workshops, retreats, and private sessions. Those sessions can be by phone or in person. I'm here in the San Francisco Bay Area, but I know you may not be. And so we find ways that we can connect using the wonderful technology that we have. You can let me know by email if you want to be in touch more privately by going to the contact page at habitsintohealth.com. Now, let's talk about our topic. We're in a series on the change process, and we've done a little bit on the practice of non-judgment, which is a great place to start. And now we're on a second step, which is accountability, and we're actually practicing what this episode is all about. We are breaking things down to small steps. Accountability sounds like a lot of work, and so we're taking the easy path, one little step at a time. Last time I encouraged you to apply an easy does it mantra, because this is the time of year when most of us have dropped the resolutions we made in January. If you are focused on losing weight or quitting smoking or exercising more, well, you're in good company. These are the resolutions that most of us make and that most of us drop by this time of year. I'm recording this in June. All of that's according to Richard Wiseman. He's a research psychologist in Britain, and he's been tracking this question of why most of us fail at keeping those resolutions. 88%, he says. Well, is there a way to give yourself a better chance? Well, I say yes, and I call it the power of one. But it's not what you think. Let's face it, a lot of stuff that's out there in the World Wide Web about habit change is mostly motivational, and it focuses on you as the key factor in change. A lot of it's cheerleading, and that's great, at least in small doses, and maybe it's great for you all around. But what if you're one of those folks for whom that gets old, or even increases your sense of gap between what's really happening and what you want to happen? And those cases, the typical motivation stuff out there, ends up creating more barriers than it resolves. So this episode, let's take the pressure and attention off of you being the one, you being the perfect one, or you being the only one who can change your life. And yes, that might be all true, but when the focus is on performance instead of self-contact, it's actually like a fast food restaurant. Lots of calories and not very many nutrients. The power of one, the real power of one, when it comes to habit change, is much, much simpler. And it actually involves taking the pressure away by starting with changing just one thing. And guess what? If you change just one thing and you don't find that easy to do, it doesn't mean there's something wrong with you or that you're doing something wrong. It only means that you've underestimated the power of that one thing to hold you in your old path. So in this case, divide that one thing into smaller chunks. Could be divided by 10, 5, 4, 2. Divvy it up. Whenever you notice that there's a piece that you could do, it's only a part of the solution, just play with that. So I'm thinking of a time when I worked on one thing myself. I noticed that I was slipping around one of my tricky problems, eating after 8:30 p.m., which in the last few years has tended to add weight, not something I want to support. The simple solution sounds easy. Just don't eat after 8:30 p.m. Problem was, that wasn't cutting it. Now, in my lifestyle, I'm often seeing clients at the dinner hour after they are off work. And those schedules change, so my meal times don't happen at typical times, if there is such a thing, or at routine times every day either. So I began to realize that if I didn't eat some solid protein around 5 p.m., then I'd be hungry at 8:30 p.m. Then I noticed, well, if I didn't plan ahead for that small 5 p.m. snack or meal, some days it would slip past me, and then I'd be hungry at 8:30 p.m. Over time, I wound it back all the way to morning time. And what became the new one thing? Take care of that 5 p.m. need in advance, either during my morning schedule to create that meal or to schedule in time later in the day to buy that meal long before 5 p.m. So today, what I usually do is add enough to my lunch order or my lunch preparations, so I will have that 5 p.m. need taken care of. And then at 8:30, most of the time, I'm not hungry. Divvy it up. Try pulling apart the different aspects of your puzzle this week and do just one thing. It might not fix your big problem, but stabilizing just that one thing will put you on track for dealing with the big problem. Well, I'm going to sign off for now. If you have a habit that's creating problems for you, or if someone you know is dealing with a problem habit, maybe a problem for you too, then come on over to habitsintohealth.com. Request my free ebook. It's called Do You Have a Habit or Does Your Habit Have You? And it can help you clarify the issues that you're dealing with. I always like to end by saying start small and be kind to yourself along the way. You have been listening to Habits Into Health, and this is Michael Ann Conley. I'm here to stop you feeling out of control over those unhealthy habits. And like I said earlier, wondering what you're doing wrong or what's wrong with you, so that you can start creating a life where you're in charge of those habits rather than the other way around. Thanks so much for joining me.